Chapter 20. The next day, the regular siege work began again. The Halverics moved in beside Duke Phelan's company, slightly narrowing the Sorellan front. This suited Sorellan, but drew catcalls from the battlements. These ceased after four men fell to the Fulani bowmen. Weapons and armor taken from the Honeycat's force were divided among the different companies. Pox had the chance to try a crossbow, at which she nearly cut off her thumb, and a short curved blade, much like the one Sabin had taken. Day by day, she grew to realize how much she had leaned on Kana and Sabin. Sabin especially. She found herself looking for his cheerful face in the meal lines, waiting for his comment when she came off watch, missing increasingly that steady pressure of goodwill she had always felt at her side. They had been together from the beginning. When she went to the Jacks, she remembered the trench they had dug together her first night as a recruit, and cried again, knowing it was silly and ridiculous, but helpless to hold back the tears. It was impossible that he was gone, and gone forever. She had thought of her own death, but never of his. Now she could think of nothing else. She could not talk about it to anyone. She knew that Vic and Arnie watched her, and almost hated them for it. She heard a Halverick ask Bara if she and Sabin had been lovers, and did not know which was worse, the question, or Bara's scornful negative. She and Sabin had shared everything but that, the early hopes and fears, the hours of work, the laughter, that final week of danger. Everything but love and death. For the first time, she wondered what it would have been like to bed him. It was something he had always wanted, and now there was no chance. But if she had, if it hurt more to lose a lover, she shook her head and went doggedly on with work she hardly noticed. Better not. She had never wanted to, and surely it would be worse to lose a lover. It was bad enough now. For a while she felt cool and remote, as if she were watching herself from a hilltop. Never care, came a whisper in her mind. Never care, never fear. But in the firelight that night, the concern in Vic's eyes and Arnie's roused a sudden rush of caring for them. With it came the pain again, but she felt it as a good pain, as wrenching as the surgeon scouring a wound, but necessary. Fear came too. Fear for them. She looked at her own hands, broad and strong, skilled. She could still protect with those hands.